Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christine Garibaldi. Now this week, we sit down with former Real Housewives of OC star Lydia McLaughlin to talk about her new Bravo comedic series, Glittertown. Now Lydia, of course, first joined Real Housewives of OC in season 8, but she left ahead of season 9 before returning as a full-time cast member for season 12. Now I began by asking Lydia to tell us what her new show, Glittertown, is all about.
I think a lot of people know me from Real Housewives of Orange County, and I loved being on that show, and I loved filming, and so many people really, I think, gravitated and resonated with my mom and I and our relationship, and it just is really natural, and we're just so silly together, and whenever we go out, everybody is just laughing and wants to be around us, and we just kind of make a spectacle of ourselves naturally, and so we were like, you know, I think the world needs a little bit of glitter, a little bit of happiness, of mindless entertainment right now. So we just started pursuing doing a show. And actually, the first episode of Glittertown, you really, it's kind of a reality. The third wall is gone because we have this idea and we're telling the viewer, like, we want to do this. So we're just going to go to New York. And I, you know, still keep in contact with Andy Cohen. So he hooked me up with the right people at Bravo and got me a meeting. And then I just went in the door and was like, this is our idea. We don't really have an idea, but we're silly.
So do you still keep in contact with Andy?
No, I mean, I have his contact info. And we knew he would understand. He loves my mom and he's always just been, you know, when I was struggling with Housewives, he like would call me, and he is, especially when I was on for season 8, involved with the process. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a good relationship with him.
So in the series, you're kind of just spreading glitter and spreading sparkles wherever you go.
That's the goal, is just, yeah, to entertain the viewers, to get them. But there is a, you know, depth to it. It's I'm the daughter, but I act like the mom a lot of times. My mom's just so out there, as some people are familiar with. And yes. So we're kind of like a Lucille Ethel, new age type of vibe. But we talk about, I'm a mom with young kids now, and just getting advice from her. And so just talking about motherhood, but then also like she gives me a recipe. She never actually taught me how to cook growing up. And now that I'm a mom with 3 kids, like, you think she's a great cook. Why didn't she ever teach me that? So it's just kind of walking through those things, and then you can learn how to cook, and the recipe for my Italian Mamma Mia grandmother meatball recipe is on the website and things like that. So that's really fun. You get to see some familiar faces, and we wanted to have a brunch where we just are encouraging women, and I'm really well connected just because of our magazine, and I like having friends and being social. So I put together with my mom a like empowerment women's lunch where people are just lifting each other up and giving their best advice. So of course, Gretchen and Alexis and Peggy, Lizzie's there. So it's fun just to see some familiar faces and women that I genuinely are friends with.
Now, are those the ladies that you keep in touch with the most?
Yeah, I mean, even just doing Glitter Town, the show, just today it launched, and so many, like Emily, I was never filmed with her, but she posted, you know, watch my friend, swipe up to watch the series. So with a lot of them, I like to say that I'm friends with the nice girls from the show. We kind of all get along. We definitely have had Emily organized a birthday for Lizzie, and the news had just came out that Tamara had gotten fired. And so that was fun to kind of be with all of them when that news came out. So it's a little club that we all are part of. So we have a bond for sure.
So what was the reaction when it all came out and you were all together?
I mean, with that group of women, a lot of us know, you know, just what it's like to film with certain girls and just the dynamics. So we all were excited. Like, I cannot wait to watch this new season of Real Housewives and just what it's going to be like with some fresh, like a fresh spin to it. I think I'm really excited for that. So I think it's going to be really good.
So the trailer came out last week and we were totally obsessed with it. The OC ladies were definitely dealt an interesting card with everything going on in 2020. So we are definitely going to get an interesting season, right?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I mean, I think it'll be really relatable. I actually watched the trailer with Lizzie and Gretchen. They were over and then the trailer came out, so we all watched it together. So, I mean, that's fun and I'm really excited to see kind of what happens. I saw Shannon got COVID, so I was like, oh my gosh.
So it's been a few years since you were on the show. Do you miss it at all?
I don't miss it just because I've gotten to do Glitter Town and I'm like still getting to do the aspects of it that I love. So I got to film with my mom and I'm getting to do press right now. I'm still in the Bravo family, which I really, you know, appreciate and love. So I don't miss it because I still feel like I'm doing this other project, which I'm really passionate about. I'm also grateful I've like dreamt big and kind of pursued what I wanted to do with that.
So how has filming with your family been? Does it add more stress than this year has already brought?
Well, my mom and I love filming together and she honestly loves the limelight. She just, I basically went back for my second round of Housewives because of her, because it just makes her so happy and she just loves everything about it. She always wanted to be a movie star and was an actress before she met my dad and kind of gave it all up for that. I think was from the generation of like, oh, you have to raise your kids. So she gave it all up for us. So it's fun to now kind of like pursue that dream with her.
Now, have they ever approached you about coming back to the show at all? Was that ever a discussion? And would that be something that you would consider doing?
I mean, just in my life, I like to always keep doors open and have good relationships. So Evolution is the production company that produces Real Housewives. And I actually had emailed them about Glitter Town and got some of their advice. So I have a great relationship with them. But, you know, so never say never. I left season 8 and was kind of like, I don't ever want to do that again. But and then I went back for season 12. So you never know, but I'm really happy with what I'm doing. And I have a full plate with Glitter Town. And then my husband and I have Nobleman, which is a men's magazine that's nationwide. So I'm really full right now.
So how has marriage been with the kids? You know, quarantine, it's been a little crazy. So how has your marriage been tested?
I'm just really grateful for Doug and like having such a good, solid marriage. And even through quarantine, really still like we have a date night once a week that we haven't given up on. So it looks a little different and we've been doing more outdoor activities where we'll just go on a hike together or like we have gone to the beach and have a picnic where we will just have, you know, alcohol in a water bottle hanging out outside. So I don't think that you have to stop living your life or same thing with your marriage. Like you have to still pursue that and be intentional with it. And I'm just really grateful to be quarantined with him because he's like the light of my life. He walks around without his shirt on all the time. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Doug, make it happen for me.
And how are you doing with homeschooling with the kids? Because everybody I talk to says it's been a nightmare.
And so I have a TKer and then I have, you know, a little guy that's going into middle school. So it's I would be like learning the alphabet with my 5-year-old and then I'd walk over to the other room and my son's doing like literally things that I don't understand, like an obtuse triangle, how many shapes and sizes and, you know, cones are on here. I'm like, I'm slyly trying to Google it so that I can help him. I'm like, yeah, I don't remember. So it's been tough, but we're making the most of it. I think it's important just as a mom to listen to your kids and like, they're going to be frustrated. And I think it's important to tell them, like, this moment sucks and that's okay, but we will rise above it. And it sucks for everyone. And we're going to get through it, and it's going to make you stronger. So just for me, with the older guys, just having real conversations and allowing him to feel, you know, I think is important. Yeah. We traveled, we went to Montana, and so that was the first time, like, you had in an airplane, you know, they have to wear a mask and do the whole thing. And my middle son is really precocious, and he, the whole time, he's like, why couldn't we have a private plane? Because sometimes we do that. And I'm like, it can't, you know, oh my gosh, you're so obnoxious. Wear a mask and get on the flight and be grateful for it.
Going back to the OC a little bit, I know that you and Shannon butted heads a little bit on the show. So were you surprised that she is still on the show and no longer a member of the Tres Amigos?
You know, Shannon actually has blocked me on Instagram.
Now, was that recently?
It's been for a while, yeah. When we left, the last time I saw her was literally the reunion, and we hugged and like, we looked at each other and just said, are we good? Yeah, we're good. And we hugged. And then she called me the next day because there was stuff going on with her husband, and she thought I knew a bunch of stuff and wouldn't tell her. And then she blocked me on Instagram.
Now, after season 12, you were just like, I'm done. I'm putting too much stress on my family. Is that why you decided to step back?
Yeah. I mean, and I've talked about this before. I feel like for me, the day of the reunion, both reunions, I told the producers both days that I was just done. I think, like, for me, it just was time. Yeah. I didn't know if any of the relationships I had with the women were going to, you know, made sense for me to come back.
Well, thank you, Lydia, so much for joining us. And that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. We'll see you guys next week. But if you need your Housewives fix before then, make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com.